This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're tuned into On The Ball, our weekly podcast on the top sporting developments in the world. With me today is Network 18 Group Sports Editor Gaurav Kalra, who's going to talk about not only India's run so far in the World Cup, but about the upcoming match against the West Indies. Hi and welcome to the show, Gaurav.
Good to be here, Jerome.
Gaurav, so India has managed to maintain an unbeaten streak so far. Unfortunately, the match against New Zealand was a washout. Do you think West Indies will pose a threat to India?
I think the problem with the West Indies has been that there just isn't enough consistency in the group. So far they've played a 50-over cricket a little bit like T20 cricket. There was expectation before the tournament began that they had so many quality players, so many power hitters, that they could create an upset, and they started the tournament quite well, in fact. Right. But since then, they've faded. One of the biggest problems for the West Indies has been that they only made 100 throughout the tournament. That's Carlos Brathwaite. And none of their batsmen have scored more than 200 runs. So there simply is no consistency in the group. I think it's going to be very difficult for them against a very well-oiled India to come through this game.
All right. But considering India's last match against Afghanistan, the middle order got a chance to play in this World Cup for the first time and they weren't quite up to the mark.
You mean India's middle order?
Yes.
Yes, of course. That was a blip. And I think that was a wake-up call from India's point of view, especially because Afghanistan's spinners really tied India's middle order down. Right. But you have to remember, contrast that with the West Indies. They don't have similar quality spinners. Right. The West Indies is largely a team made up of medium pacers, right-arm fast, medium pace bowlers. Mm-hmm. And of course, their main bowler these days is Sheldon Cottrell, who is the left-arm seamer. So that it is an area for India to be a little concerned about, because after Virat Kohli got out, in the next 20 overs, India got only 80-90 runs, and Dhoni in particular looked completely out of touch. He was unable to get the scoreboard moving. Vijay Shankar had an iffy sort of innings. So players will look at that as a learning, because they came through a tight game. It could have well been an upset. But I think overall India start to form favourites in this one.
All right. As you mentioned about Dhoni, do you think he will turn around things in the next game?
It is always a challenge when you've got a senior player who's at the fag end of his career. And let's be honest, MS Dhoni is. There have been some very good performances in recent months. He's played with some freedom. IPL, we saw that in the warm-up match before the World Cup against Bangladesh. He got 100. He made some runs in the series in Australia. But I think that India's got to find the right role for Dhoni. He seems to, in particular, get very stuck around spin and is unable to maneuver the strike very well. He seems to play with very hard hands, so keeps finding the fielders. And so I think from India's point of view, perhaps they've got to identify what the right role is and in which situation Dhoni should go in. They've been quite flexible with their batting. We've seen Hardik Pandya come up to bat at number 4. Things of that kind have happened. Mm-hmm. So I think with Dhoni as well, they'll make an assessment of what is the best spot for him.
Okay. As far as the next match or the match after that against England on Sunday that we're going to watch, which one do you think will be a better watch or a close contest?
I think obviously the match against England, because of the context of the World Cup, England now are pretty much in a must-win situation. They've got to win both these games to be able to qualify. That match will obviously have the entire energy of the crowd involved, because there will ironically be in England more Indian support in that match rather than English support. And obviously hungry England, very desperate England. They are the world's number one team. India are the number two team. So if you like, it's a bit like Federer versus Nadal or Djokovic versus Nadal. Yes. One of those types of contests. Mm-hmm. And with what is at stake, Mm-hmm. I don't think India would want England to make it to the semi-finals because they know they are a very dangerous team. So India will not want, will want to do everything in their power to get England out of contention for a semi-final.
All right.
So I think that game is going to be definitely one of the blockbusters of the tournament.
Wow. Okay. What about Australia? They have almost confirmed them their berth in the semi-finals.
Not almost. They are through. They are confirmed.
Yeah, they're confirmed in the semi-finals. What was the turnaround? They flopped against India. As in India, what changed?
I think a few aspects of Australia. You've got to remember they are a very good World Cup team. They've won the World Cup 5 times. So they always come into the World Cup with that legacy. And also, they don't play all their best players in one-day cricket all the time. They keep rotating players, resting players. So in that series against India, which they actually won 3-2, but Stark wasn't playing, Cummins wasn't playing, Warner and Smith weren't playing, Finch was in bad form. Now, everything seems to be working very well for Australia. They've got Warner scoring runs at the top. He's the leading run scorer in the tournament. Mm-hmm. They've got Smith in decent form. Finch in very good form. So their top order seems to be sorted. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, their bowlers are really on top of their finding top gear. You saw the delivery that Mitchell Stark bowled to Ben Stokes was probably the delivery of the tournament.
Right.
Jason Berendorf is another very, very good bowler, tall left-armer. Mm-hmm. Then they've got Pat Cummins and now with Nathan Lyon coming in as well. Mm-hmm. I think Australia have 6 or 7 guys who are match winners on their day. So that makes them a very, very formidable unit. I think Australia, I always thought Australia were going to make the semi-final, so I'm not surprised.
Okay, and lastly, Gaurav, who do you think will join Australia in the semi-finals, the remaining 3 teams?
I think India, very good chance, obviously. They should make it. New Zealand, they are the other team that should make it. But I'm suddenly starting to think that perhaps Pakistan have a chance because they are playing very well, suddenly. But it will be an outside chance as far as I'm concerned for Pakistan. Something tells me that in the way this World Cup is evolving, mm-hmm. England will sneak in and become the fourth semi-finalist. But I'm hoping as an observer to get a finish and on sort of towards the last end of the league phase, so we have excitement right through.
Yeah, that's something to look forward to as well. Thank you so much, Gaurav, for your valuable insights.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Yes, so with that, we wrap this episode of On The Ball. In case you have any question you want to ask Gaurav, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.